The Joy of Joe by Ish and a Half.
Read by Cookie Mom 6067 as Joe and Nikki.
Semper Fiona as Booker.
Flower Parish as Andy.
Job as Quinn.
This is Ashata as Niall.
YouTube commenters.
Lawflight 501.
Tipsy Kitty.
FA3_1.
Mistborn Hero.
Job.
Katie Hart.
Redditors.
Greedy Dancer.
Amanita Fierce.
Pigs in a Blanket Fort.
The Joy of Portraiture. 4.69 million subscribers.
Welcome to the official YouTube channel of Yusuf Joe Alkazani, host of The Joy of Portraiture. You can watch every episode of The Joy of Portraiture here. Happy creating! Historically, portraits have primarily memorialized the rich and powerful. Yusuf Alkazani is an artist and art historian who wants to democratize portraiture and demystify the process behind creating them. Portraits can serve as important records and remembrances, but don't have to be beyond anyone's reach. In the end, it's all about the artistic representation of people, and that can mean a lot of different things. So come learn the joy of portraiture from Joe. In each episode, he not only completes a portrait while teaching tips, tricks, and techniques, but also sprinkles in tidbits of history and plenty of off-topic asides. Joe will explore different styles, mediums, and even recreate some famous works as he explains their significance. Feel free to create alongside him, or just throw an ep on in the background and vibe. You do you.
Joe Oils Himself. Episode 1. The Joy of Portraiture. 2,066,069 views. 68K likes.
Joe introduces us to his tools and materials, shows us anybody can sketch a quick portrait, and then puts brush to easel to immortalize himself in oil. Ooh, that sounds dirty. Let's see if that gets people to watch the video.
Play.
Hey, everybody. I'm Joe, and... Okay, let's try that again. Hi, everybody. I'm Joe, and, shit, stop, cut, Booker. I don't know, Book. Should I introduce myself as Joe or Yusuf?
Seems like something you should have decided before starting.
Whatever. You're going to edit all this out anyway.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pause. 2,099 comments. Sort by top comments.
And a legend was born.
2.5K likes.
Well, this man is a goddamn delight.
2.1K likes.
I don't think we as a community give enough props to Booker for being a little shit with his editing and leaving all that in. He started this magical ride for us all. He is the real brains behind this operation.
953 likes. Hyde replies.
Hey, Booker gets plenty of love. It's a total team effort.
58 likes.
Did Booker write this?
111 likes. Play.
Okay. Hi, everybody. I'm Yusuf Alkazani, but my friends call me Joe. Though I hope that by the end of this, we'll all be friends. I'm going to be your host as we experience the joy of portraiture. As an art historian, I'm obviously biased in thinking that art is important. But it's not just about the history behind it. It's also about how it makes us feel. I don't want to go off on a tangent on the significance of art here.
5 minutes later.
Anyway, that's why I love art. Everybody can feel something when they look at art, but they don't have to stop at just looking. They can create it, too. I think there's an artist inside every single one of us, and I'm going to show you how to harness those feelings when you look at something beautiful. Or, you know what? Maybe even something not so beautiful. To then create something meaningful on the canvas in front of you. Or sketchbook. Or printer paper. Or whatever. Let's not be elitist here. I've sketched on napkins before. I don't want to judge. My point is, anybody can be an artist. because we can all see beauty, no matter how that's defined in our heads. And there is beauty inside all of us, so let's get to it. There, that sounded coherent, right? Or was that too cheesy?
The Joy of Portraiture. Pause.
Welcome to the most wholesome place on the internet, everybody.
1.9k likes.
This man believes in me more than I believe in myself. I don't want to let him down.
2.2k likes. Hyde replies.
He makes me think I could do anything. Honestly, I feel like I would jump off a building or through a window or something if he asked.
142 likes. Play.
So my plan with each episode is to talk about the type of portrait I'll be working on, the style and the materials being used, and you can all follow along if you want to. I want to make things easy for everybody, to have this be accessible, you know? I figured the easiest way to start off would be with a pencil and paper. I'll show you how to do a quick sketch first, and then I'll show you how to transfer that to canvas. Then I'll use some oil paints on this easel I have set up to give you an alternate version of it, to demonstrate what different mediums can bring to the same image.
Pause.
The real joy was the friends we made along the way. I want the friends to be Joe.
846 likes. Hyde replies.
Who wouldn't? The man is a literal ray of sunshine.
79 likes. Play.
Now, one thing I never want to hear you say when you're creating is oops. There are no accidents when you're following your heart. Oops. Oh. Cut that, Booker. Oops. Oops.
Super cut.
Oops.
Of Joe oops. Saying oops. Oops.
Pause.
Poetic cinema.
1.6k likes. Play.
And then the last thing we do is add our signature. Attaching your name to something should be a meaningful process, I think. This is something you created. This is something that you brought into existence. So be proud of it. And there we go. So that's it for now. I hope you had fun and learned something too. If you did, please come back for the next episode of The Joy of Portraiture. I'm Joe Alcasani, and until next time, happy sketching. Ugh, I don't like that sign-off. I want to redo that. Happy painting? Happy portraiting? Let me try a few more and we'll just use the best one, okay, Book?
Sure, sure.
Stop.
I love this.
3.5k likes. Joe Betrays Booker. Episode 4. The Joy of Portraiture. 1,938,896 views. 51k likes.
Joe shows us how to sketch using a live model. Of course, it would have been nice had he informed the model of this beforehand.
Play.
What are you doing?
Oh, I had a fun idea for this episode, but it needs a slightly different setup, so I invested in a second camera.
And do you want to share this idea with your invaluable cameraman?
No, not really. It's a surprise.
I'm going to regret this, aren't I?
The Joy of Portraiture. Pause. 1,787 comments. Sort by top comments.
Ooh, this is gonna be good.
2.3k likes. Hyde replies. 92 likes. Play.
Hi, everybody. I'm Joe, and welcome back to The Joy of Portraiture. I've got to say that I was delightfully shocked by all the views and comments from the first few videos. I also have to admit, I was maybe not so delightfully shocked at some of the parts that weren't edited out by my dear friend and person in charge of the tech side of all this, Booker. like I thought they would be. But maybe that's on me for not insisting I view the final product.
That's what you get for trusting me, mon ami.
Though everybody really seems to be enjoying it, so who am I to argue with what people want? I'm willing to look like an idiot and suffer for art.
Pause.
Joe, don't talk about yourself like that. Sad smiley face.
1.9k likes. Hyde replies.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.jpg.
45 likes. Play.
Anyway, I thought I would thank Booker for his help editing and posting these videos so far by granting him the honor of being the first live model in these videos.
What?
And as you can see, I procured another camera. It's going to be pointed at my easel to capture my work, and Booker's going to stay behind the main camera pointed at me. He doesn't have to move around with his camera now, so just relax, Book. Less work for you this time around.
Until I have to edit two cameras worth of videos together, that is.
But you were just bragging about your editing prowess.
I brought this upon myself.
Yep. And one more very important thing. You don't get to see any of my work until it's done. It's going to be a surprise.
Ah, merde.
Pause.
Ooh, do we get to see Booker?
1.3k likes.
The mystery of Lurker Booker will finally be revealed.
856 likes. Play.
So I'm going to take pity on my dear friend here and not put him through the hours and days that a full-on oil portrait would take.
So this is you taking pity on me?
Because luckily I had an idea that would be just perfect for Booker, and it's mostly sketching, with just a bit of color added at the end. It's actually based on a real portrait that I'd like to tell you about as I work. I'm going to try and do that without revealing exactly what my inspiration is, otherwise Book will probably walk out on me.
I don't think I like where this is going.
Pause.
Loving the vibe between these two so much.
742 likes. Play.
And I think we're ready for the big reveal. Et voila! Joe turns the easel to face the main camera. There's a portrait sketched, colored to mimic unfinished portrait of General Bonaparte by Jacques-Louis David.
You didn't.
What, you don't like it? Ah! Stop, Sebastian! Arezza! Look, stop it! Stop it! We still need to film the outro!
I'll show you an outro!
Stop.
I'm getting the sense that Booker really doesn't like Napoleon.
463 likes.
The chaotic energy between these two bros is off the charts, and I am here for it.
948 likes.
I can't decide whether I love Joe or Booker more, to be honest.
2.1k likes. Hyde replies.
Both is good.
72 likes.
Honestly, until this point, I wasn't entirely sure that Booker wasn't just a figment of Joe's imagination.
61 likes. Joe horses around with Andy. Episode 7. The Joy of Portraiture. 2,678,324 views. 63k likes.
Joe ropes in his friend Andy for another live modeling session. Naturally, she doesn't make it easy on him. Good for her.
Play.
All right, Andy. I think I'll set you up over here.
No.
No?
No, I said I would pose for you. I never said I'd be on camera for it.
Be serious, Andromeda.
Booker, I swear if you don't bleep out all uses of that name, I will stab you.
You got it, boss.
Booker, I'm the one paying you here. That makes me the boss.
Yeah, but you're nowhere near as intimidating as Andy is, Joe.
The Joy of Portraiture. Pause. 2,617 comments. Sort by top comments.
Well, color me scared and horny.
1.8k likes. Play.
Hi, everybody. I'm Joe, and welcome back to The Joy of Portraiture. We had a great response to Booker's guest spot a few episodes back, so I thought I'd make it a regular thing. My dear friend Andy, say hi, Andy, has kindly agreed to be our model for this episode. Do you want to introduce yourself? All right, then. This will be fun.
Pause.
She looks like she wants to murder Joe.
1.1k likes. Hyde replies.
I know literally nothing more about her than what we've seen in this 45-second video, but I fully believe she is totally capable of making sure nobody would ever find his body.
63 likes.
I'm slightly scared for him, and myself too, TBH.
41 likes. Play.
Now, one condition of Andy agreeing to this was having her choose the portrait we'd be recreating. And naturally, she's made it super easy on me by demanding an equestrian portrait.
I never said I'd take it easy on you, Joe.
I wouldn't expect anything less. Now, I thought about doing Napoleon crossing the Alps.
I thought we had an agreement. No more Napoleon.
But I decided to take a more St. George and a Dragon route.
I'll allow it.
Pause.
Horse girl!
2.1k likes.
Andy is totally a horse girl.
1.9k likes.
Horse girl Andy. I love it.
1.4k likes. Play.
So let me take this opportunity to talk about the myth that the number of legs in the air on works of horses and their riders is code for how they died. You've probably heard this before, that both legs in the air means the rider died in battle, one leg in the air means they died later of their wounds, and all four legs on the ground means they died in a way unconnected to any battle. This is actually not true, or at least not consistent on a grand scale.
This does raise the question of how you're going to be portraying me and my horse here, though.
Why, two legs in the air, of course. There's no way you wouldn't go out in a blaze of glory.
Damn straight.
Pause.
I definitely only came here to learn something. Yep, yep, totally here for the educational aspect, not the ridiculously attractive people. Shifty eyes.
1.5k likes.
And can I just say how adorable it is that Joe doesn't pretend to be perfect and spotless when he's creating? Like, I appreciate seeing the splotches of paint in his hair and beard.
1.3k likes. Hyde replies.
Agreed. Super cute. Just something I totally noticed while thinking about his hair and the beard for, reasons.
153 likes.
Those curls, though.
142 likes.
Nicely tousled.
99 likes. Joe looks in the mirror. Episode 10. The Joy of Portraiture. 3,141,099 views. 85k likes.
Joe demonstrates the technique behind a mirror image portrait, and things get a bit reflective.
Play.
I swear, Book, this guy was a total jackass. Like, who does he think he is?
He's just some guy, Joe. Let it go.
Right. Let it go. I can do that. But seriously, the utter gall of this guy.
Joe, take a deep breath and try not to let it get to you. You're probably never going to see him again. Now, can we get to it?
Yes, sure. Go ahead and turn on the camera.
The Joy of Portraiture. Pause. 3,845 comments. Sort by top comments.
Who dares disparage this man? He is a beautiful cinnamon roll, too good for this world.
3.4k likes. Hyde replies.
This mysterious guy better watch his back. Otherwise, we'll have a whole community coming after him.
185 likes.
Torches and pitchforks at the ready.
76 likes. Play.
I actually had a different plan for today, but, conversation I had earlier today has changed my mind. So let's talk artistic rivalries. I was thinking of Giovanni Baglioni and his hatred of Caravaggio. He accused Caravaggio of being unable to paint portraits without a model, that he didn't have the talent to conjure up perfect beings in his mind and portray them on canvas. Specifically, he believed Caravaggio used a mirror to help himself paint his portrayal of Bacchus. So that's what we're going to explore today. I'll start with showing the mirror method for setting the pose and demonstrating the technique. Then we'll go from my mind. I'll show him that.
Joe, I don't think the mic caught that last part.
That's fine. It wasn't important.
Pause.
Is it just me, or does Joe seem a bit pissed in this video?
1.1k likes. Hyde replies.
Very pissed off. It's kind of doing things for me, though.
98 likes.
Yeah, totally. Kinda hot, am I right?
43 likes. Play.
So the original painting is quite a sensual scene, inviting the viewer to succumb to their carnal desires. The model is handsome, soft but muscular, and with a suggestive or challenging look in his eye. There's been discussion that the homoeroticism felt in the painting could be Caravaggio alluding to his own romantic feelings for the model. Interestingly, the elements around the model hint at a vanitas theme, about the transience of life, certainty of death, and futility of pleasure.
Pause.
Getting all philosophical up in here.
985 likes.
I've never seen anybody who's both adult and child, both joy and solemnity, both laughter and seriousness, both goofy and competent, all at the same time. The duality of man.
1.1k likes.
Joe seems a bit more distracted than usual. Like, not his adorable ADHD style of distraction, but more like something specific is bothering him.
1.3k likes. Hyde replies.
Maybe it's whoever pissed him off earlier must have done a number on him.
969 likes. Play.
And now we finish this off. There. You know, this is not my best work, I think. I felt off today, and it seems reflected here. Ah, silly me to think I could prevent my hands from portraying the feelings of my soul. Well, let this be a lesson to you all. You don't paint what you see. You paint what you feel. Often the riotous whirlwind of emotions you try to temper inside cannot be contained, much like an ocean storm. And those waves slowly and surely crest, and before you know it, you're swept away.
That nose you ended up with there is certainly unique.
I never said I was replicating the original painting, Booker.
Pause.
JFC, the man's a poet too? Damn, what can he do?
1.5k likes.
You know, looking back on this, it was all pretty obvious.
4.8k likes. Joe is drowning. Episode 11. The Joy of Portraiture. 2,986,442 views. 76k likes.
Joe demonstrates a new medium when his friend Quinn comes in for another live modeling session. At least she goes a bit easier on him than Andy. In some ways.
Play.
Paint me like one of your French girls, Joe. Do you want me nude?
Let's keep this PG, please.
But I wanted this to be an anniversary gift for Andy.
The Joy of Portraiture. Pause. 2,985 comments. Sort by top comments.
Wait, do you think she means terrifying Andy from episode 7?
1.1k likes. Hyde replies.
I think they're a scary lesbian power couple.
97 likes.
Yes. This is the show that keeps on giving.
46 likes. Play.
Hi, everybody. I'm Joe. And welcome back to The Joy of Portraiture. Guess what? It's time for another guest appearance from one of my dear friends. Say hello to Quinn, everybody.
Hello.
Quinn actually volunteered to be here today, which is much appreciated. She requested watercolors, which is something we haven't done before. So a great opportunity to expand our oeuvre. Let's get to it. Quinn, take your pose, if you would. You have one in mind, right?
Pause.
She is really good at staying in her pose. Like, too good. Like, she looks as if she is dead, except her lips move when she talks every now and then.
845 likes. Hyde replies.
I was definitely thinking she was friendlier and bouncier than Andy was, but now I think Quinn is just terrifying in a different way.
74 likes. Play.
So remember to have a gentle touch with the amount of water on your brush. Let's give this a little mixy mix and...
Speaking of, have you mixed it up with your nemesis recently?
Nice seg, Quinn. And we have, unfortunately, been crossing paths, yes. But I really don't want to talk about him.
No, but we should talk about something while I lay here. Otherwise, your poor viewers might get bored. I'm sure they'd love some gossip, and I want to talk about your nemesis.
Unless you want me to channel my inevitable rage at thinking about him into this painting that you wanted to gift Andy, I'd suggest maybe not bringing him up.
Andy's full of rage. I'm sure she'd love it. No, seriously, Dish. You two being at each other's throats is hilarious. The way the whole cafe went awkwardly quiet trying to listen to you two argue last time. Amazing.
I think I see why you were so eager to volunteer for this.
Pause.
Do you think the nemesis she's mentioning is the same guy from the last video that insulted Joe somehow?
2.6k likes. Hyde replies.
Maybe.
79 likes.
Hey, everyone needs a good nemesis. Builds character.
41 likes.
Okay, calling it right now, this is the beginnings of an enemies to lovers thing. By the next video, this nemesis will be Joe's boyfriend.
3.2k likes. Hyde replies.
Geez, what do you think this is, fan fiction?
158 likes.
Do we know who this nemesis is? There must have been other clues dropped, right?
1.3k likes. Hyde replies.
Dude, have you checked Reddit lately? Tons of people are legit sleuthing this, trying to find out the identity of the nemesis.
95 likes. Play.
Now that we're done with Quinn's face and body, I'm going to start on the background. I'll use some masking fluid to mask what I've done so far. Otherwise, it's possible we might drown Quinn a bit in the background wash. Quinn, any preference on colors? I was thinking blues and greens.
Of course you were. I wonder what ends as green.
I have no idea what you're referring to.
Right, of course not.
Pause.
Is it just me, or has Joe's color palette really been trending towards blue and greens lately? Especially lighter greens, I think. Like seafoamy or something. But hard to describe.
679 likes. Hyde replies.
I'm sure somebody out there has made a spreadsheet by now.
43 likes.
Yep. Check out the Joy of Joe subreddit for that, too.
21 likes. Play.
Okay, I think we're done. Let me give this brush a little rinsey-poo, and Quinn, come over and take a look. Tell us what you think.
Oh, Joe, it's gorgeous. I love it, and Andy's going to love it. I mean, she'd love it more if it were nude, but maybe that's another episode.
That'll be an installment of The Joy of Portraiture After Dark Edition.
Don't make promises to the people we can't keep, Book.
Stop.
After Dark Edition. OMG, can you imagine?
2.6k likes. Hide replies.
No thoughts. Head empty.
94 likes.
When I saw this for the first time, I had no idea I would become so invested in everyone involved in this series. I would die for them all.
1.7k likes. r/thejoyofjoe. 25 upvotes.
Update for the Nemesis Master List. So, apparently, the Nemesis and Joe run into each other on the reg at a coffee shop. What do we think? Barista? Employee? Just a fellow customer?
11 upvotes.
All good options. Employee may not be likely, though, if being at each other's throats is accurate. Because then the Nemesis would probably be fired, no?
7 upvotes.
Depends, maybe. Somebody at a smaller mom-and-pop place could probably get away with that customer-is-always-right BS.
3 upvotes.
And I can't see Joe joining the cult of Starbucks, to be honest.
14 upvotes.
Holy crap, it's like a real-life coffee shop AU.
8 upvotes.
I mean, let's not limit ourselves here. Could be a coffee shop on a university campus. Bam, an academic AU, too.
5 upvotes.
Yes, we want all the tropes.
Joe gets chivalric. Episode 14. The Joy of Portraiture. 3,099,201 views. 80k likes.
Joe is an adult, for once, and tries to make peace with somebody he was in conflict with. Let's see how long that lasts. And let's see how long this description stays up before he reads it and makes me change it.
Play.
A new, I don't know, friend of mine? Or I honestly don't know if that's the correct term. Maybe friend? Person I'm trying to be friendly with? Whatever. The point is, we're burying the hatchet. And he made a suggestion of a topic to cover this episode. So consider this my olive branch. So today we're going to talk about Bernardo Strozzi, one of the most famous painters from Genoa. We'll talk about his influence on the Venetian Baroque style while I work on recreating one of his works called Portrait of a Maltese Knight.
Pause. 3,236 comments. Sort by top comments.
I don't think we've seen Joe so awkward. Adorably so, but awkward nonetheless, since he was all nervous in his first video.
1.6k likes.
Who on earth would not want to be friends with Joe? Immediately sus.
2.1k likes. Hide replies.
Wait. What if, hear me out here, he's talking about the Nemesis?
374 likes.
OMG.
72 likes.
Love the journey for them.
46 likes. r/thejoyofjoe. 55 upvotes.
Theory. Joe is totally gone over the Nemesis, and his last few vids have all been subconsciously painting him. Discuss.
34 upvotes.
Addendum to theory. Joe's repeated mentions of his new friend is actually the Nemesis.
25 upvotes.
Your ideas are intriguing to me, and I wish to subscribe to your newsletter.
Joe gets proportional. Episode 17. The Joy of Portraiture. 3,261,518 views. 82k likes.
Joe gets back to a simpler medium of ink and paper as he demonstrates his take on one of the classics. Is this a poorly veiled excuse to think about nude bodies and show off his knowledge of the Italian language? Probably.
Play.
I've been doing some careful study of the human body lately.
Is that what the kids are calling it these days?
And I thought we'd explore proportions. So let's get all classical up in here and learn about the Vitruvian man today. Now, sometimes this work is also called the Proportions of Man.
Pause. 3,386 comments. Sort by top comments.
I'd like to proportion that man.
1.4k likes.
I might be too young to watch this.
969 likes. Play.
So Leonardo didn't actually follow Vitruvius' ancient text, because when drawing the circle and square, he noted that the square can't have the same center as the circle. So you can see here, it's all centered at the groin.
That's what she said!
Pause.
I swear, the way Joe talks about history makes it seem like he was really there. So relatable.
1.6k likes. Hyde replies.
Maybe he was.
42 likes.
You're a bit late to the game. Check out the subreddit for the hashtag Immortal Joe conspiracy theory thread.
29 likes.
Come for the dreamy man creating beautiful things. Stay for the knowledge he drops.
1.1k likes. Hyde replies.
I mean, if we're going to objectify him a bit, at least we're learning something at the same time.
23 likes.
Are we talking about the painter or the man he's painting? Because honestly, I can't decide who's hotter.
66 likes.
I feel like this video is revealing in more ways than one.
1.3k like. Hyde replies.
Coming back to it, it all makes so much sense now.
745 likes. Play.
Those shoulders sure are looking broad there, Joe.
Look, how many times have I told you? We never aim for exact replication. We're guided by our inspiration.
Right, right. So who's the inspiration for that nose, then? Because it looks familiar.
Pause.
Joe, let me demonstrate symmetrical human proportions. Also, Joe, sketches the shoulder-to-waist ratio of a Dorito.
1.9k likes. Hyde replies.
Well, the man does look like a snack, so that tracks.
87 likes.
So we're all in agreement that this man is totally Joe's new friend, yes?
1.5k likes. Hyde replies.
Abyss.
142 likes. Joe kisses and tells. Episode 18. The Joy of Portraiture. 3,399,297 views. 83k likes.
Joe gushes about a date he was on and lets it inspire his exploration of the expressionist style. It's all a bit much.
Play.
So I am still riding high from an excellent first date. And that makes me want to paint something happy and romantic, naturally. So today we're going to explore The Kiss by Edvard Munch. You may be more familiar with The Scream. And let's be honest, a few months ago it probably would have been more symbolic of my thoughts about this date. But now I think The Kiss is a more accurate representation. It has this dark moodiness to it, but at its core it shows the unity between two people, which is really lovely. And of course, the fact that the faces are obscured here helps. I promised I wouldn't blab too many details, whether through talking or painting. So hopefully this will prevent me from revealing too much. You all know by now how much my emotions seep through into my works.
Why do I have a feeling that this will be a very edit-heavy episode?
Pause. 3,551 comments. Sort by top comments.
Oh, gee, the hard eyes.
2.3k likes. Hyde replies.
This man is literally an anime character.
812 likes.
First date?
1.2k likes. Hyde replies.
First date.
134 likes. 55 likes.
Did I hear confirmation of the whole enemies to lovers theory in there, or am I just hearing what I desperately want to hear?
1.9k likes.
1 nemesis, 2 friends, 3 ? 4 profit.
984 likes. r/thejoyofjoe. 125 upvotes.
I think we have to retire the Nemesis moniker.
78 up votes.
Do we have an alternative? No actual names have been dropped yet, right?
Not yet. Something will reveal itself, though. I mean, with Joe's poetic soul, it's only a matter of time.
Joe is disgustingly moony. Episode 20. The Joy of Portraiture. 3,667,784 views. 84k likes.
Joe yet again gushes about romance and manages to talk about a painting in between all that somehow, which is what we're all theoretically here for. Should we be changing the name of this show to Joe Waxes Romantic? I can only take so much of this, people.
Play.
Inspired by another absolutely wonderful date I had a few nights ago where I was taken stargazing. This week I'm going to discuss The Moon in Sleep by Simeon Solomon in homage to my moon.
Pause. 3,873 comments. Sort by top comments.
I can't believe I'm shipping an art historian YouTuber and a man we've never even seen.
2.8k likes. Hyde replies.
You might be shipping a YouTuber and his imaginary friend. I'm not convinced this is real. It's a bit too perfect.
124 likes.
He's gotta be real. They've made me believe in love, so I refuse not to believe in them.
99 likes. r/thejoyofjoe. 233 upvotes.
Goodbye, my nemesis. Hello, my moon.
58 upvotes.
Works well, since Joe's hard eyes can probably be seen from space.
186 upvotes.
Debate of the century. Is my moon real?
48 upvotes.
Okay, let's examine all the evidence. In this essay, I will...
Joe nerds out with a new friend. Episode 21. The Joy of Portraiture. 3,787,562 views. 86k likes.
It's been a while since we had a guest appearance, but in this episode we're joined by a new acquaintance of ours, Niall. She tries her best to keep Joe on track, but, well, she tries her best.
Play.
We've got another special guest with us today. Please welcome my new friend, Niall.
Hi.
Niall is a fellow art history nerd who's been begging my, that is, begging our mutual friend to get her onto the show.
Pause. 3,986 comments. Sort by top comments.
Excuse me, mutual friend? I assume we're all thinking the same thing here.
1.5k likes. Hyde replies.
Ma'am, we are begging you to drop some details. My crops are dying.
84 likes.
I really got my hopes up when I saw the title of this app. I'm sure most people were hoping for a certain other new friend. But Niall is awesome too. This is like the most fun group of friends on the planet.
1.2k likes. Play.
So, Niall, what portrait did you pick for us to recreate today?
I was thinking about Joan of Arc.
You'll have to be a lot more specific than just that. Rubens?
Nikki suggested Rossetti, actually. You know he's into all that medieval revivalism stuff. Plus, I can be holding a sword, which I'm all for.
Of course he did. I'm good with that. Rossetti's work has a lovely sensuality to it.
La 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 la, I'm putting my fingers in my ears. I don't want to hear any talk about sensuality, please. I know what road that will inevitably go down.
You're lucky you don't have to be here for every episode.
Pause.
Nikki?
2.9k likes.
Nikki?
2.7k likes.
Nikki!
2.5k likes. r/thejoyofjoe. 643 upvotes.
Klaxon, klaxon, we have a name.
193 upvotes.
Time to update the dossier. Subject name, Nikki. Occupation, Moon?
Play.
Now in the 60s, when Rossetti returned to oil painting...
Or the 1860s, right?
Yes, right, the 1860s. There was a change in style from the more medieval compositions of the 1850s to more powerful close-up images of women in flat spaces with dense color. No longer based on medievalism, but more on the Italian High Renaissance artists of Venice, you know?
Careful, don't gush too much about the Venetians or Nikki will get pissy.
Shit, good point.
Ack, you just got paint on me, Joe.
Oh, don't worry. I've got a good trick for that. Heh, this one time.
Pause.
If a golden retriever went to art school.
2.3k likes. Hyde replies.
Ain't no rule that says a dog can't go to art school.
145 likes. Play.
So now we can add some detail to the sword Niall will be holding. Andy was kind enough to provide a reference photo of one from her collection.
She didn't trust you enough to lend you the real thing, huh?
Apparently not, which is kind of insulting. I mean, I am a professional. Cut scene of Joe and Niall sword fighting with paintbrushes.
Pause.
My mom saw 1 minute of this video and she said, he's the kind of kid that had to become an artist because if he put his energy into anything else, he'd somehow blow something up. And I don't think she's wrong.
1.9k likes. Play.
Oh, Joe, I love it. It's so beautiful. Thank you for this.
You're more than welcome. You were excellent at posing, by the way.
I'll be sure to tell Nikki it was painless. I know you've been trying to get him to make an appearance.
I'm still working on convincing him. He's a bit shy about the idea, but I'll get there.
I'll put in a good word. I think it would be so cute to have him on.
Oh, dear God, no.
Stop.
Okay, this needs to happen, like yesterday.
2.2k likes. Hyde replies.
I have literally never wanted anything more in my life.
279 likes.
Ooh, this would definitely shut up all those he's not real people.
1.4k likes. Hyde replies.
Look, I'm just saying we have no actual proof other than the vague mentions of him. He's basically a cryptid at this point.
67 likes.
I want to believe QX-Files theme.
32 likes. Joe traumatizes Booker. Episode 23. The Joy of Portraiture. 4,009,701 views. 91k likes.
Joe pushes poor, long-suffering Booker to the brink by inviting a special guest into the studio to pose for him. Yes, you all can probably guess who it is. May the Lord have mercy on my soul.
Play.
Today, we're going to continue with our examination of the Sistine Chapel with a focus on the ignudi. These are the 20 nude males that Michelangelo painted as supporting figures at each corner of the five smaller narrative scenes that run along the center of the ceiling. Some argue that they show the perfection of humanity, while others argue they may represent angels. And honestly, no matter which of these two interpretations you might subscribe to, I think I have the most perfect model for the job, because I finally managed to convince a certain somebody to join us.
I can't believe you're making me be here with you two for this.
Pause. 4,512 comments. Sort by top comments.
Great googly moogly. Do you think Nikki is there? Are we going to see him?
2.4k likes. Hyde replies.
Start the prayer circles, people. This is not a drill.
152 likes. Play.
I know you've heard me mention Nikki a few times. 60-second supercut of Joe saying Nikki's name. Nikki. And I was trying my hardest to get him to make an appearance on the show. But only if he was comfortable, of course. He's not all the way there yet, but I think we've got a nice compromise for this episode. Nikki has very generously agreed to act as my model today, but he won't be on camera or mic'd up. Mwah. Thank you for being here, Habibi.
I'm going to need a raise for putting up with this, Joe.
Pause.
This is not helping settle the debate about whether Nikki is real or not. This could all be a very elaborate ruse.
1.6k likes. Hyde replies.
Oh, come on. Do you think those hard eyes could be directed at an empty chair? Who is that good an actor?
89 likes.
I do not know how to feel right now. Disappointed we're not actually seeing him, but also, like, invigorated. He's there, or at least I choose to believe he is.
1.8k likes. Hyde replies.
I'm in a glass case of emotion!
44 likes.
Do we think Nikki is actually posing nude?
1.2k likes. Hyde replies.
I'm going all galaxy brain at the very thought.
63 likes.
This is probably driving poor Booker to drink.
42 likes.
Does he really need an excuse, though?
29 likes. Play.
You're doing wonderfully, Hayati. I knew you'd be great at this. Your patience really lends itself to remaining still. Don't tell our friends, but you're definitely the best out of all of them. Ah, yes, of course. After all, you are my moon, my muse, the force that guides the brush in my hand and prompts beauty to flow from it. I cannot think of a more ideal subject to immortalize into the pantheon of masterpieces.
Pause.
Like, this is diabetes level of sweetness. Paging Wilford Brimley.
1.9k likes.
This is so wonderful. It's almost too perfect to be real. Like, please tell me this whole series hasn't been scripted with a queer-baity romance subplot purposely breadcrumbed throughout.
2.1k likes. Hyde replies.
So cynical. Who hurt you?
96 likes.
So the subreddit sleuths have been analyzing the audio to try and determine if those sounds really are a third person speaking in the room. We've apparently got, like, a CIA agent or something in the fandom?
1.8k likes. Hyde replies.
I fully approve of my tax dollar supporting such important work.
52 likes.
Update. Audio analysis has confirmed it. There is a third person there. The Nikki is real.
87 likes. Twitter. Trending. Hashtag release the Nikki cut. Joe gets hagiographical. Episode 24. The Joy of Portraiture. 4,011,861 views. 92k likes.
Joe discusses Saint Sebastian this week and the countless interpretations of the dramatic narrative of his martyrdom. Possibly all an elaborate ploy to get a certain someone posing in nothing but a loincloth? But don't get too excited, people. He's still off camera. Please don't send me angry emails about it. I think I personally deserve sainthood for putting up with all this, honestly.
Play.
So Booker's been telling me the fans are basically going rabid at the fact that Nikki was here last episode, but just off screen. Which, you know what? Fair. I'd be crushed if I couldn't see him either. And hey, can you believe I have a fandom? That's wild. I don't see how anybody wouldn't be a fan of you, Tesoro. Ah, Habibi, that's so sweet of you.
And a bit of misremembering of the way you actually met, no?
Pause.
Excuse me, sir. I think we have official confirmation of enemies to lovers, people.
2.3k likes. Play.
Anyway, before we get to this week's lesson, I have an exciting announcement to make. After much bribery and making it very worth his while, Nikki has agreed to appear in front of the camera with me next episode. We're actually going to do a bit of a departure from things and make it into a Q&A session. So send in your questions to us. But for now, onward to this week's Art of Interest. Let's talk Saint Sebastian.
Finally, getting the respect I deserve.
I cannot stress how non-saintly you are, Booker.
Pause.
I felt a great excitement in the fandom, as if millions of voices suddenly gasped in elation.
3.3k likes.
It's happening!
2.9k likes.
OMFG!
1.4k likes. Joe answers your questions. Episode 25. The Joy of Portraiture. 69,087,696 views. 2 million likes.
It's here, people, our very first Q&A session. Thanks to all those who sent in questions. Extra special thanks to those of you who sent appropriate questions, actually about art history, and to those of you who sent in thirsty questions about Joe and Nikki. Please consider visiting our Patreon page so you can contribute to my therapy costs.
Play.
Welcome, everybody, to a very special episode of The Joy of Portraiture with me, Joe. But it's not only me here with you today. Can we get a drum roll, please? That's right. Due to popular demand, because you've been begging for him, and let's be honest, I've been begging for him too. Sorry. Getting a bit too excited, I guess. Booker, I swear you better cut that.
Yep, will do.
Fine. Let me do that again. Due to popular demand, I am ecstatic to introduce you to the light of my life, the moon in my sky, the... Nikki. Hello, everybody.
Pause. 23,674 comments. Sort by top comments.
I was neither mentally nor emotionally prepared for this.
5.3k likes.
I know we've seen, like, glimpses or interpretations of him or whatever in Joe's art for, like, literally a dozen episodes now, but I was in no way ready for the real deal.
5.1k likes. Hyde replies.
I mean, the accent alone just adds a whole other dimension.
210 likes.
Holy shit, that is a ludicrously attractive man. Like, how dare he?
4.9k likes. Hyde replies.
Hey now, issue a correction, please. That is two ludicrously attractive men. Respect where respect is due. You can't just ignore Joe because Nikki is all shiny and new.
183 likes.
Duly noted. Correction issued. But still, how dare they?
68 likes.
Okay, so I guess maybe he's real.
3.4k likes. Play.
So thank you to everybody who submitted questions. Booker was kind enough to screen them and pull out any duplicates, that sort of thing. We received a lot more than I was expecting, so we're not going to be able to get to all of them, but we'll do our best. And to be honest, I was expecting more of them to be about the actual art and portraiture, but maybe I wasn't clear when announcing this Q&A.
No, you were clear enough. People are just nosy. And horny.
Horny?
Yeah, I removed all the questions that were too, porny. Hope I got them all.
Oh, no.
Pause.
This is why we can't have nice things, people.
2.8k likes. Play.
I mean, there were some actual art-related questions. But also a lot wanting to know about you two personally. So maybe we do a few of the more tame ones just to get them out of the way?
Might as well get it over with. Go ahead, Book. Lay them on us. Okay, question one. Joe, we're all dying to know. How exactly did you meet your boyfriend? Boyfriend? He's not my boyfriend.
Pause.
Dead.
6.4k likes.
Well, that's it. I'm utterly ruined now. All other men are being judged against Joe and Nikki.
5.9k likes.
Sorry. Just sitting over here with my eyes leaking for some reason.
5.1k likes. Twitter. Trending worldwide. Hashtag not my boyfriend. Hashtag all and more. Hashtag Joe and Nikki. Reddit. Trending today.
R. The Joy of Joe. Posted by You The Moon Is Real 2 hours ago.
99.6k upvotes.
This art history YouTube channel just invented love.
6.9k comments. 975 upvotes.
Attention soulmates, you are all on notice. Joe and Nikki are coming for your declarations of love.
853 upvotes.
Oh man, the fanfic is about to explode.
The end.
Thanks for listening.